Hello, everyone. Wanted to share some new revelations that I have been learning and acquiring, however you want to say it. I also want to challenge myself to stop saying so much, because when I listen back, I can hear myself say a lot in these podcasts. I will become a better speaker. I will try. See, there I go again. Anyhow, I want to talk about healing. I want to talk about how we cannot heal ourselves. And I want to talk about the balance between responsibility and healing. I'm sure I've said this before in previous journal entries here about balance in the Christian life. It's so important that we recognize the two sides of the equation. And so often things that people say are contradictory in the Bible, it's not a contradiction. It is that this side is true on the left side of the balance, but also, this is true on the right side of the balance. And we strive towards that middle. But as the word tells us, the road is narrow. So this is a challenge for us. When it comes to healing, something that the Holy Spirit has been showing me is that it becomes a rabbit hole sometimes. There is a lot of self-help, and there's a lot of mental health resources lately, which is wonderful for those of us who struggle with mental health issues. So I'm really appreciative of the resources out there. The lessening of stigma, especially within the church, in talking about the struggle of mental health. I am thankful for these things, but we can become unbalanced in any area of our life. So, what is our responsibility when we are seeking healing? There should be The Bible instructs us in many places to remain humble, to have humility, to be teachable. And so, as I've shared, I want to remain surrendered and not hold on to my struggles, trusting that if God wants to completely heal me, that he will. But if he does not heal me, that doesn't mean I give up and say, well, this is just my lot in life. I'm doomed to struggle, and what's even the point to strive towards bettering myself? I have said that. I have become so weary of the same struggle and feeling like mental anguish. I have been there, that I've said, what's even the point? This is just who I am and what I struggle with. And then the Lord reminds me that he is with me, and there's something to be said about what our human brains can conceptualize. And we see so much with our eyes, the realities that we can see that are tangible. But so many of these spiritual concepts are very hard for us to grasp. You know, we think often that humans are these incredibly intelligent beings, and we absolutely are. But I always come back to the fact that we don't use 100% of our brain capacity. So there's just there's a disconnect there. We cannot grasp all things. And because we live on this earth, there's things that are beyond our comprehension because we can't conceptualize them given the framework that we see and the things that we can comprehend. So to circle back to the concept of healing, in Isaiah and Peter and 1 Peter, let me see if I could pull that up here in my notes while I'm still recording. Notes. There we go. So in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 and 5 says, "Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds we are healed." Curious, isn't it? Because it says that punishment brought us peace. But so often we struggle with feeling peaceful if we're struggling with our mental health. We don't feel healed, but it says here, by his wounds we are healed. So the relationship that was severed in the garden when Adam and Eve first sinned and were disobedient, and that severed relationship between mankind and God that he redeemed through Jesus, the relationship was healed. And that brings us ultimate peace. But the process that we are walking out is both past, present, and future. And this is really hard for us to grasp. I really struggle with this. I believe because the word says, and by faith, I know we are healed and we have peace. And there are things that we are responsible for in order to walk in that peace and healing. So there is a part that we play. But then at the same time, there is still sin in this world. And we are walking out our journey on this earth. So we are currently being healed. We have already been healed. We are currently being healed, and ultimately we will be healed. So past, present, and future, because God is the beginning and the end. He is the God who was, who is, and who is to come. And then to tie that into 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, it says, it kind of rephrases this in the New Testament, this Isaiah verse. And so it says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed." We have been healed. It says it here again. We have been healed. Our relationship has been healed. We have a pathway to access the Lord himself, our creator. That should really strengthen us up and lift us up. But if we're being honest, even as believers, it's such a struggle when we battle mental health issues. And I feel that heaviness today. I've been feeling it lately. It just often seems just like such a battle. Jeremiah 17:14 is very inspiring to my soul, and it says here, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. O Lord, if you heal me, I will be truly healed. If you save me, I will be truly saved. My praises are for you alone." I love that verse because it just speaks to our soul. And it kind of, that's our responsibility, right? To tell our soul that our praises will be for him alone. So back to what I was saying about our responsibility, we can make a choice in the midst of difficulty to shut ourselves off and say, I don't want to listen to sermons. I don't want to study the word. I don't want to hear wisdom on this. I don't want to seek counsel. I've tried. I've been walking with mental health struggles for my entire life. I'm done with that. I just want to survive each day by the grace of God. So we can have that, you know, that little thread, shred of faith that says, I am totally dependent on the Lord. And you know what? Sometimes that is okay to be there some days. That will happen. This is a journey. It's a process of sanctification. I said this to my daughter last night. She was asking me, if I have chosen to walk with God, why do I still struggle with bad attitude and behavior? And I said, sanctification. And she's like, what is that? So just explaining, it's the Holy Spirit in us. After we've made that decision that we have asked God to give us the Holy Spirit, and he is faithful to do that. That's a prayer he always answers yes to, because it's for our good to have the Holy Spirit. So that's how I know he answers yes to that every single time. And if we have the Holy Spirit in us, we will walk out this journey of him changing us at the rate that he wants to, and by the means that he wants to, and utilizing experiences to touch upon whatever he wants to address first. We're never done being sanctified until the day we leave this earth. And so it can be slow. For some people, there are certain aspects of our sanctification that come quickly. That can happen. That doesn't mean every aspect of our being is immediately healed, but there may be something. Like, for I've heard testimonies of, for example, people living with drug addiction. We can even look at Paul in the Bible, who was healed of his wanting to kill believers. Like, he was on the hunt because he was a religious man, Jewish man, who thought that Christ was blasphemy, and he wanted to do away with Christians. And on the road to Damascus, the Holy Spirit healed him of that and gave him opening. That doesn't mean that Paul was perfect in every other area. That means he was healed of that. And so often with us, we can get frustrated by the slow progress of sanctification. So we just have to be open to that and understand that we have to trust him. If we are his children, if we want to follow him, we have to trust the rate at which he heals us. So I talked about humility. I talked about teachability, seeking help, wanting to remain in that posture of, I do want the healing from the Lord. We've talked here about lifestyle choices and health, because that is part of it as well. Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. How can we be responsible if we lean into our depression and want to sleep all the time, want to remain sedentary? Again, I've been there. I'm speaking from experience. That happens some days, but if we consistently say every single day, I don't want to move, I don't want to walk, I don't want to get a walk outside and get some fresh air and vitamin D, I just want to eat sugar and caffeine. I'm just speaking from my own experience. I'm sharing what has been revealed to me and what I struggle with and what I need to work on. These are things that are damaging to myself. So there is responsibility on my part to continue in the pain in the midst of struggle internally, where we want to give up, where we say, this is too hard, I don't see a way out, I don't see a solution. Sometimes there are solutions, but they just seem so hard for us to take. And so there is a responsibility on our part. And our responsibility is to lean into God and to persevere, to push through that internal and mental anguish towards the Lord, towards healing, and not leaning into our mental health struggles. So what does this all mean? Well, I just wanted to say that sometimes I start going down that rabbit hole of trying to heal myself, get all the resources that are out there. Like, why do I do this? Why do I behave this way? Why is this still a struggle? Why is this so painful? And I can even take like psychological assessments because they're readily available online or even through telehealth from a professional in the comfort of your own home. And we can add labels to ourselves. And these labels can sometimes be helpful to validate or understand. But there comes a point where we must surrender. So yes, this is true on this side of the balance, but also on the other side of the balance, we cannot heal ourselves. The reality is we can have all the labels, all the diagnosis, all the resources, and we really can't heal ourselves. We can't. We can be responsible, and we should be responsible for putting in our part. You may disagree with me. I'm just speaking from my own. This is what has been revealed to me in my own experience. And for you, it might be different. But for me, I cannot heal myself. And the more that we make it through this life, we will collect, if that's the right word, we will collect or acquire more traumas and more pain and more things that we may be gaining traction in healing from some form of emotional trauma or healing from our childhood or whatever we've experienced. But then other things happen because we are living, we are vulnerable in this existence. I don't know if you fancy clinical psychologist and modern day philosopher Jordan Peterson. I don't know if you fancy him. You may not like him. I find him, his speeches valuable for just hearing different perspectives. And I find it interesting and valuable to hear what other people say on all sides of the spectrum. He was having a recent conversation, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm not saying exactly what he said, but in essence, he said in response to the interviewer that said, you know, the interviewer was asking about the validity or reality of mental health conditions. Like, how can we even consider this real? Because, you know, life is just, you know, why can't we just say, let's just get over it, like move on. And I found it interesting. He said that it actually isn't obvious why any human would actually be not anxious or why any human being would be not depressed, because life is difficult. And the wonder of it, the miracle of it, is when we can be or feel okay in this existence. And I really appreciated that, because it does seem like a struggle and most people seem to be okay with it. And I feel like that is the miracle of God's grace. Not that I don't have God's grace, because I do. And I feel that. I feel it every single day of my life, in his patience with me, in his kindness towards me and my struggle with this. So I do feel it, but I feel like some people have that gift where they are kind of, they just have a personality trait where they can just be okay. I don't have that. I may have other gifts or wirings, strengths, but I really just have always struggled with this. So perhaps you do too, and I just wanted to share these insights with you that we strive for balance. I hope that you will take responsibility for your struggle in seeking, in remaining teachable, in persevering through the pain. If you fall and you need a day, don't allow yourself to stay there tomorrow. God has a plan for you. He has purpose for you. He will use your struggle to bless others. He will use your struggle to write a beautiful story. And I hope that you will trust in His healing ultimately, because He is the only true source of healing. And so I pray that you would feel His grace, cling on to it, and know that you have already been healed and you are being healed, and ultimately one day you will be completely healed. And in the meantime, just take responsibility for your part while also remaining in a posture of surrender and hopefulness about what He is doing in the midst of your story as it unfolds. Thank you so much for listening today. Praying for anyone listening to this to be encouraged. And until next time, bye-bye.